Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manapro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. Manapro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on that Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. Just takes a minute. Register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion and hobby. Backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and anything else that might tickle your fancy. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. By doing that, you'll get one update. That's it. Sent to your email about an hour before the show starts as a reminder. That's it. No junk mail from us. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manapro.
Manapro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that Manapro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. Manapro, nurturing life.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manapro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manapro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937.
Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is now time to do the most important thing of the day, and that is to bring on our wonderful poultry advocate and author, all around well-rounded young lady, multi-talented. Let me think, where else can I go with this? My friend, careful. Pat Foreman.
Well-rounded indeed. Yeah, I just took a shower and was thinking, ooh, a little less weight would be kind of nice with the swimsuit season coming up. But so I am well-rounded.
Wait, no, you don't need a swimsuit. We're all going to jump in and live the minimalist lifestyle. Remember yesterday's show?
Oh, no.
We're going to have the minimalist. Yeah.
Well, I assure you, I can totally assure everybody that's far more of me than you want to see. It wouldn't. It's not something you want to do. No. But it is a thought. I certainly encourage you and anyone that wants to live that lifestyle, go for it. Just go for it. Oh, dear. Guess what I'm doing today? Today's the day.
Okay, this is always opens up a can of worms, so... What is Pat going to be doing today? Hang on, let me see.
Careful.
Okay, I'll be careful here. Let's see. You are going to be... Let me think here. You're going to be panning for gold in a Virginia creek with Robert Redford.
Oh, that's a nice little fantasy. But I might have to set that up. No, that wasn't quite what I had on the agenda. Not nearly as exciting as that. Yeah, darn. I'm just planting peas. I mean, it sort of pales from campaigning for gold with Robert Redford. You do have a vivid imagination. I love that. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. No, it's pea day. It's time to get my little sweet peas in. So I've got the ground all ready. I'm going to just direct sow them and got the little trellis, little netting up so they can just zip right up there. And, of course, I've got to protect them from the chickens because I have a few chickens that are free rangers, whether I want them to be or not. So the way to do that is I just put a little 2x4 in between the rows so they can't get in there and scratch, and they just leave it alone. I found that they want to scratch in the food in the soil, and they're far more interested in bugs and grubs and things that creepy crawl than they are in these little plants that are coming up. At least the few chickens that are out. This is not mob grazing. So, anyway, not Robert Redford, but peas. Oh dear.
Planting peas.
So, what are you doing today for fun with that imagination? You've already got us minimalist minimalist dress code.
Yeah, it's going to be busy. It's going to be a short show today, folks, just to let you know, but we're going to make up for it for tomorrow. I've got a list a mile long of things I got to do, not just for here and around the house today, but also for our big trip. We're heading out tomorrow for about 4 days up to Cooptastic, so I've got to get all that lined up, all the radio equipment, all the banners and everything like that we take with us. And then I've got some personal business and business to take care of today. So it'll be a shorter show today. We do have a lot lined up, though. We've got host chat. We've got some chickens in the news. Actually, before chickens in the news, though, I'll probably bring on our good friend Dr. McCray, because I know she's very busy getting ready for Cooptastic. She's going to come on because she wasn't scheduled for this week. It's not her assigned week, so I wanted her to come on and remind us and tell us all again about Cooptastic. If anybody can get there, you want to come out this weekend. And then we'll do chickens in the news. And then, of course, we're bringing on our friend Jesse from bidbird.com. Tell us to feature a couple of those. And then we're going to give away an awesome prize today from Ware Manufacturing. We've got a nesting box we're going to give out to one lucky listener. And then we're going to wrap it up. But we're going to make up for it tomorrow, because if you remember, there's no show this Friday because I'll be on the road. But tomorrow is going to be a tremendous show. We've got Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, coming on talking about how to heat partially heat our greenhouse with compost. So how to heat your greenhouse, our hoop house, or what have you, with compost. Great show tomorrow. Been looking forward to it for weeks now. Get your notepads ready. That's tomorrow. But we're also going to extend the show tomorrow to 2 hours. Normally an hour and a half. We're going to extend it to 2 hours because we want to hear all we can about heating our greenhouses with compost. But we're also going to move Fun Friday up a day. So tomorrow we'll do everything that we normally do on Friday as far as giving all the great prizes away from our sponsors, including Thursday's regular prize. So we'll have a lot of prizes to give away tomorrow, so we'll extend the show. So today a shorter show. Tomorrow an extended show to make up for today's show. Plus tomorrow will be Fun Friday, yet it'll be on Thursday. Come on, follow me here. And then no show Friday, but then we will have a show on Saturday from broadcasting live from Cooptastic in Harrington, Delaware, live radio show, live chat room, and again, first of its kind, live HD video. So if you can't come, we want you to come. Come on out. Meet me, meet Dr. McCray, have lots of fun, learn about a lot of things, take some of these classes we're going to have that Dr. McCray is about to tell us about. But if you can't make it, we understand. You can tune in on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., 2 hours, and see all the goodies on live HD video, just like you're watching TV, as we say, CNN, Chicken News Network. So it's going to be a fun time. So we do have sorry about the short show today, but we'll make it up tomorrow. We have tons of prizes to give away tomorrow. So tomorrow will technically be our Fun Friday, but we're also going to be excited to learn about heating our greenhouses with compost with Richard Frudenberger. So very, very fun time. So let me get over here because time is precious. Let me get over here to the switchboard, and we're going to bring on, of course, our friend, Dr. McCray. To tell us and remind us all about what's going to be happening up in her neck of the woods this Saturday, March 26th. That's an all-day event, and you want to make sure that I can truly see someone wanting to drive 3 or 4 hours for this. If you're within 3 or 4 hours of this event, you got to get there. So, Dr. McCray, welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello.
Boy, things
are rolling around here.
I bet they are.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. On Monday, we stuffed 400 bags. I will probably put pictures of that up on my Facebook page, the Center for Small Flock Research and Innovation. So you can see our students here have been working very hard on y'all's behalf. I think you will be very pleased at the wonderful, wonderful selection of items you get just for walking in the door. My goodness. And, oh, wow, gosh, I am all done taking entries for the Mid-Atlantic Avian Bowl Challenge, and hopefully you will catch that. Let's see, you said you were broadcasting from 10 a.m. until noon?
10 to noon.
Okay. Oh. Well, the Mid-Atlantic Avian Bowl Challenge starts at 1 o'clock, so if you're at Cooptastic or you just want to come for that part, feel free to join us. But I've got the agenda up online at www.cooptastic.bravehost.com. And you can take a look at the agenda, and you'll see that, let's see, an educational coop number one, because we've got two coops running simultaneously with multiple speakers and multiple topics. In educational coop number one, before lunchtime, we've got incubation and brooding 101, how to build a hoop house, and you will actually have a hoop house built before your eyes. Small-scale poultry equipment from Mr. Bill Brown, who works with normally commercial broiler production, and so he's going to teach you how to make your life easier by scaling down some of that equipment or including some of those pieces of equipment just to make your life that much more easier. And then Nutrition 101 with Dr. Timmons, who spoke last year. She is a fabulous nutrition speaker, and she'll get you through the basics of nutrition with your chickens. And then over at Educational Coop number two, at the same time, we've got things to consider before buying chicks and getting started with a flock. We've got Dr. Greg Martin coming down from Penn State to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how to build a chicken water base. One of my lovely clients here in Delaware, her husband makes these wonderful chicken water bases, and he's going to build one right before your eyes. And they also will have some for sale if you're just not construction inclined whatsoever. We're also going to have Dr. Richard Barczewski from here at Delaware State University, a poultry showman and breeder of partridge Cochins, large fowl. And he's going to talk about raising chickens for meat, what breeds you need, and what it means to have natural versus organic versus pastured. And then right before we break for lunch, we're going to talk about Biosecurity 101 with Miss Jenny Rose. And I have heard this talk for 2 years now, and I love it every time. She's just so practical. So hopefully you won't be deterred by coming in and sitting down and learning a little bit more about biosecurity, since I've talked a little bit about bits and pieces here and there in the past year that I've spent on your radio show, Andy. And in the afternoon, we'll have a nice hour-long break. In that meantime, the avian bull teams will take their written examination so we can seed the teams. And then at at 1 o'clock, the avian bull challenge will begin. But also at 1 o'clock, we're going to have egg sizing and grading 101. That's by Mr. Phil Clower from up at Penn State. That'll be an education coop number one. Then we'll have 4-H and FFA poultry. What's out there for me? So if you're thinking about being a leader, or you just want to really share all your wonderful poultry knowledge and help the next generation get excited about poultry, this will teach you how to get involved with such organizations that can really back you up with resources like 4-H and FFA. Then we're going to have Cleaning and Disinfection 101. There's a way to clean and disinfect that is maximum kill for the bacteria or any viruses that could be in your coop. And so Mr. Bill Brown's going to talk about that. Eggs and your nutrition will be next, followed by canning poultry meat, how to do it, and how to pickle eggs. And then last in educational coop, at the end of the day, we're going to have Dr. Daniel Bautista of the Lasher Laboratory at University of Delaware. He's the diagnostician for our state, and he's going to come and talk to everybody about how to identify common poultry diseases and how to vaccinate your chickens. And he'll be there all day, so you can come talk to him, and he's not a scary guy. He's a poultry diagnostician, poultry veterinarian, and so you can get to know some of these poultry veterinarians and ask them questions and, you know, see what services they can provide to you. In the second educational coop, starting at 1 o'clock, we're going to teach you how to process your poultry at home and also how to part out a carcass. Now, why am I doing that?
Well, 'cause I'm hungry.
I found out that so many students at Del State did not know how to part out a carcass, and they were paying the extra pennies and dollars that it takes to get an already parted out bird. And so for those of you out there who are willing to invest in a pair of poultry shears and a sharp knife, you can part out your own poultry carcass and not pay the extra amount for a bird that's already been cut up. You can do it yourself. Then Mr. Clower is going to talk about broilers. Are you in it to win it? So if you're interested in competing in your state fair in the broiler category, he's going to talk about how to get from chick to champion. There you go. And then one of the gentlemen here at Delaware State University, Mr. John Clendaniel, he's going to talk about how to turn your hobby, that which you love, egg layers and all, into a business. So he's going to talk to you about how to calculate some of the costs so that you charge the right amount of money for your dozen and go into some of those details so you can make better decisions as to whether you want to do that. Then Ms. Dot Abbott, one of our most popular speakers last year, is going to talk about composting chicken litter at home. That's right up your alley, isn't it, Pat?
Oh, absolutely. I love compost. Just love, love, love compost.
And the last talk of the day is all about natural egg dyes. And one of my most wonderful clients, Mrs. Lisa Coleman, is going to talk to you about natural egg dyes, and she's going to compare that with the dyes that you can get, you know, the usually it's the paws dyes that you can get at, like, say, Walmart. And she'll bring eggs that have been dyed so you can see the very different color assortment that you can get just from, say, purple cabbage, which is my favorite. Okay. The last thing for the day is going to be the hen dress review. That's going to be at 2:30. And so you can check in with your chickens and your garments, and your chickens can walk the catwalk. There you go. At 10:30, the egg judging contest starts, and then throughout the day, our Chinese auction will be going off. And so check back with the 4-H'ers Chinese auction so that you can see, oh, hey, this ticket won me something, and you can turn it in and pick up your item. But the last Chinese auction will go off at 3 p.m., but there'll be one at noon, 1, 2, and 3. So there you have it. It's a day packed with stuff.
Yeah, question now. The chicken dress show, does the shower have to dress to match the chicken? Is there
No, just outfits for chickens.
Only for chickens, not for people.
Now, can it be a are the chickens going to be actually modeling the dresses?
Yes, they will. The chickens will be judged with the garment construction. So the garments will be evaluated both on the birds and see how it wears by the chicken, and then off the birds to see how well the sewing was done. Like, say, last year, one of the birds had a scarf and a bonnet. Well, of course, you put anything on a chicken's head and it's going to immediately flick it off. So that was not such a great part of the garment, but the rest of the garment was absolutely perfect. And I do believe I have a picture of that up on the Center for Small Flock Research and Innovation website. You can see last year's winners with wonderful, wonderful stitching to it. Very darling little prairie girl outfit.
So now will these just be hens that are modeling these dresses, or will we have also some roosters?
No, unfortunately, we don't have an area that's separate from the educational areas. So having a rooster there would be disruptive to the speakers. Mm. So this is called a hen dress review for that reason.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
I didn't know.
So no roosters in tux or little bow ties or
dresses.
If someone brings it, we might
ask
them to very quickly put it on the rooster, but once that rooster sees all the hens, you know he's going to start crowing. And that would be a little disruptive for our speakers.
Correct. So what, go back, because I was following all these awesome things that I'm going to try to, when I'm not setting up for the show, doing the show, breaking down for the show, ones that I'm going to make sure that I attend, but if you have your schedule there in front of you between 10 and 12 while we're broadcasting live, some of the things that may be going on that we can share with our listeners, fans, and followers during the show.
Well, that would be Incubation and Brooding 101.
Okay.
How to Build a Hoop House.
Got to get some footage of that.
Small-scale poultry equipment.
Great.
Nutrition 101. And then in the other educational coop at the same time, things to consider before buying chicks and getting started with your flock, how to build a chicken water base, raising chickens for meat, looking at breeds, natural versus organic versus pastured, and biosecurity 101.
Great. Well, we'll just, when we get there, we'll look at the schedule and we'll try to pick some, choose some things to, pardon me, to bring live to all of our listeners on Saturday. So definitely looking forward to that. So Dr. McRae, thank you very much. And I know it was posted in the chat room, but if you'll give us that website one more time, then we'll get that out to everybody.
It's www.cooptastic.bravehost.com. And I apologize to your listeners. Unfortunately, Blog Talk's not letting me sign in today. It's being ornery. So perhaps Love for Poultry can type that in, or perhaps
yes.
You can type that in. And oh my goodness, if you're not coming to Cooptastic, you're going to kick yourself. It is going to be such a blast. And the whole room is filled with vendors. People selling poultry equipment, selling coops, selling artwork, selling signage, selling, just you name it.
And our friend Peter Brown is scheduled to be there?
Exactly. He will be bringing all of his show supplies. That would he, when he shows up to the shows, he brings a lot of items. You can pick up an incubator. You can pick up feeders and waters. And sometimes, you know, he'll even have vaccines there, I believe.
Yeah. So they'll be, I'll be there, and you'll be there, Dr. McRae, and our good friend Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor with First State Vet Supply, is going to be there. So all of these.
And tons of 4-H'ers. You're going to see more 4-H'ers running around doing their best to help everyone get settled in and squared away. And so you'll see these wonderful, shining little faces, and that is where your entry is going, is to help out these 4-H'ers get a good start.
Very cool. That's all, we're looking forward to it. So we got to get everybody there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be one big party. And since I registered early, I get a free lunch.
Yes. Now, if you come, and unfortunately, originally it was supposed to be $15 at the door, but there was a couple of mispublications, and so the price has gone back to $10 at the door for adults, $5 for children.
Mm-hmm.
And so feel free to come join us. It is going to be a blast. Unfortunately, if you didn't pre-register, you don't get the free lunch, but we're going to have another 4-H group there selling, you know, hot dogs and chips and soda so that you can get right there at the show, or not the show. This isn't a poultry show. This is a kind of a one-day conference. So you can get something to eat there. You won't be starvando at all.
Good. Absolutely. Very good. And just let the folks preparing the lunches know that I prefer mine medium well. With
chicken? Yeah.
No.
And you all are going to have to listen for some of my other summertime events coming up, but Cooptastic is the biggest and the best. So come join us.
Perfect. That sounds great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you.
I know. It's going to be just one big party. I'm going to just I'll be walking around looking for you. I'll see
this
you.
This is such a blast. This whole event is such a blast.
It's going
to
be
awesome. And I've got Chicka Chicka outside my door right here. She's here to pick up Ms. Harris. She's here to pick up an incubator for her son's egg. So I will let you all go.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Dr. McRae. And again, as you can hear, if you're within driving distance, come on out. It's going to be a great time. I mean, Peter Brown, myself, Dr. McRae, and just tons and tons of educational events. It's going to be great. But I understand if you can't come. We understand that. Tune in right here this Saturday from 10 to 12. If the internet and technology gods are on our side on Saturday, we'll be broadcasting live the best we can. With live HD video, so you can partake as best you can. So we've got that going on. All righty. It looks to me that we have another guest that wants to join us live on the radio show today, and it just happens to be Jesse from the one and the only BidBird.com.
Looking for something? Find it online at BidBird Auctions. BidBird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists.
With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made BidBird Auctions their new home. And get sold on BidBird.
So it is now time to welcome Jesse with BidBird.com. Hey, Jesse.
We are not selling cuckoos today on the site.
That's because we are cuckoos.
Yeah. Pat,
hey, Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
You know all about, Jesse, you know all about the Chicken Whisperer getting a free lunch when he's on the road, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's you kind of got to buy like three, you know. if you buy two, you know, Jen only gets half of one. But you buy three, you get two, Jen gets one. So that works out. But no, seriousness, Andy, I have fun when I hang out with you. It's all good. So.
That's very funny. That's
by the way,
I
got those pictures that you requested, and I posted them on our Facebook page. I don't know if you saw them or not. So it's just a matter now of me dragging them over into an email and sending them over to you. For some reason, the computer didn't want to upload it. Apparently, the file was too big because both of our heads were in the picture. So. So I had to crop a little here and a little bit there just to make sure that the email would accept the file. And at least that's what my wife said, that the file was too big because both of us were in the picture and our heads are so big. So that's coming from Jen. So I'll do my best to get you those pictures today. But I did post the pictures from the Noonan Chattahoochee Valley Poultry Show on our Facebook page, and you can see exactly what we do. And we had such a good time there, and you can see how we go around and interview folks. It was really, really a fun time. And it's just so funny. People, I guess a lot of people can't listen to the show. They work. They don't know what we do when we go on the road, and they see these pictures, and they're like, wow, that looks like so much fun. And it was fun. And so some of the comments on here were really quite funny once we posted the pictures. So and I appreciate the nice comments. So all righty, Jesse, what do you have for us today from BidBird.com?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to say, Pat, have you seen that little link I sent you? I'm finding more of those City Chick books everywhere as I go. It's great to see them out there.
Oh, well, good. I love hearing that. My publisher, yeah, that's a cute. Is that you in the picture there with the City Chicks book?
Yes, that is me.
Oh, what a good-looking guy. Ah, fit, too, you look. Thank you for sending those, Jesse.
Does that mean I can get the book signed now for free? Or?
Yes. That, with a signed copy, like I tell people, you can probably might be able to get your money back on eBay.
Well, I figured I'm going to buy them everywhere as I go, and then there won't be any out there, and I'll have the market cornered on them. What do you think?
Well, they keep printing more and more. I don't know. It's in its third printing now, I think. So, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
hey, you know,
thank you.
Today on BidBird, I wanted to feature more of a breeder, Danny Padgett, who's also a licensed ABA APA judge. If you've been to a show or you've been to shows, you know either who he is or you've met him. He's a great guy. Today I want to feature two of his auctions. Now listen to this. We have in the chicken, eggs, large fowl, eggs category, we have single comb white leghorns, and then we have another auction for rose comb white leghorns. So if you wanted to have both of them, they're both available currently at BidBird. And Danny also has, he has a lot of other auctions going on right now. Orpington eggs, Buff Wyandottes, black and blue Langshans, Sumatras, as well as some bronze turkey eggs, silver penciled Plymouth Rocks. So if you get a chance, head over to BidBird.com, www.BidBird.com, and see what Danny Padgett has going on today. He has got, like I said, just a bunch of really top shelf exhibition poultry auctions going on right now. So, Andy, Pat?
Yeah, awesome. Well, and it sounds like BidBird's really expanding. I mean, you're getting more and more bids and items in there, and it's certainly a service to us all.
Yeah, it is. It is growing. It's going to continue to grow, you know, Lord willing, and we'll keep working at it and just, you know, keep trying to be visible out there to bring in more auctions and more buyers to the auctions. So Danny Padgett is a great one to have here. And like, you know, we've said it before, the top breeders are here offering their birds, and it's a fantastic resource for 4-H and mm-hmm. FFA, you know, to come here and get a good start. So.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Andy?
Are you going to be at Cooptastic?
Oh, I'm coming up to Atlanta, and we're going to ride together. What do you think?
He's going to take the train.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better have your ticket. Or actually, maybe you can, like in the old Western days, run alongside of the train on your horse and jump on real quick
I'm
in the back of the area.
I'm like you, Andy. I'm not afraid to fly. I just do not like it. I do not enjoy it. I've been stuck on a runway before for a couple hours. I just can't stand to fly, so I'd rather drive. But no, unless we win the lotto, I won't be going to Cooptastic, unfortunately.
Well, we're gonna miss you there. We sure are, and I'm sure our paths will cross again since you're just one state away. So you never know. Maybe you'll come up for this Atlanta event in April that I won't be at. So,
yeah. Well, I heard you were supposed to be there, but anyway.
You know, it's going around. So I just got a BlackBerry while we were talking with you. Somebody wants me up in Kentucky on the 16th for an event here coming up very shortly. So, I don't know if that's going to pan out or not, but we're going to do whatever we can to try to get to as many places as we can around the country and make everybody happy. So we'll see what we can do. Well, Jesse Bidbird, thank you very much for coming on the show today, sharing and featuring the breeder and some of the items that they have there at your website. You want to check them out daily because you never know what's going to be posted if you're looking for some type of rare something or another. And I got actually a whole flock of rare something and others, and they're really cool birds. But if you're looking for a rare something or another that you just can't find anywhere else, you might be able to find it at bidbird.com. All righty. Very, very cool. Thanks for joining us, Jesse. All righty. We're going to take a short commercial break. Like we said, if you're just now joining us, it's going to be a shorter show today. We did have lots of announcements to get through. When we come back after the break, we'll have a couple of chickens in the news segments, and then we're going to give away today's prize from Ware Manufacturing, a nesting box. And then we're going to wrap it up. Why? Because tomorrow's show is going to be extended to 2 hours because we're going to have Fun Friday tomorrow because there won't be a show Friday because we'll be on the road. But we will have that two-hour show from Cooptastic on Saturday. It's all going to pan out. Trust me, you're going to definitely get your fix and even more of the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show with Pat and myself. So we'll be back right after this short break from our sponsors.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey. Technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
And here's one more from you, from our good friends at Mount Healthy Hatcheries.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Pat, I can't wait till tomorrow's show with Richard Frudenberger to learn all about heating a greenhouse with compost. It's going to be cool.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's such a natural thing, using the heat from the bacteria that are breaking down all this organic matter to heat your greenhouse. And you can even throw some chickens in there, I mean, not as to compost, but to help with the compost. And they can help spread it around and provide their body heat as well. So, yeah, Rich, I talked to Richard this morning, and he's looking forward to it. He's all set. So
great.
He'll be on tomorrow. Yep.
Very good. Let's do a little bit of chickens in the news here before we give away our prize today and then wrap it up. It comes to us from the Los Angeles Times. The Los Angeles Times, believe it or not. Remember, Chickens in the News is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com up in Polk, Ohio. Visit them online at MeyerHatchery.com. Alrighty, Los Angeles Times, L.A. at Home. The latest indulgence for L.A. urban gardeners, the chicken sitter. The latest indulgence for L.A. urban gardeners, the chicken sitter. First there was the dog walker, then came doggy daycare and pet cams, and now the chicken sitter. After spotting a sign that someone posted looking for a chicken sitter, Anna Gosher established Easy Acres Chicken Sitting. Now, when urban farmers and chicken lovers go out of town, they can have more confidence in the idea that their flock is taken care of. Having had her own chickens for more than 15 years, Gosher says the most important job, the most important job, skill down. Chickens don't scare her. You can imagine how many people are afraid of chickens, she says. People are really freaked out by them. Over the years, I've heard so many stories from people who were chased by chickens. It's hard to find people to look after them when you go out of town. Chicken sitting duties include feeding, watering, coop cleaning, and egg collection. If the chickens are free range, she will let them out in the morning and return in the evening to put them back in the coop. Fees begin at $20 per day, and depending on the services, she also does yard maintenance and can take care of other critters. Noting, I recently had to keep an eye on a honeybee swarm. She will host a meet and greet beginning at 6 p.m. on Sunday at Swart and Eagle Rock. For further information, you can go to email easyacresdesign@gmail.com. Now, one person on our Facebook page had put down here, "I don't see the need." And part of me completely agrees with that, Valerie, because Jen and I have gone out of town. We travel around the country. And if your setup is done correctly, then you can go for, 4 or 5 days, and the chickens will be self-sustaining. I assure you of that, with their 5 and 7 gallon waterers and their 22 pound feeders. And, again, if you're doing what you're needing to do as a responsible chicken owner, keeping them safe from predators, having a predator-proof run and coop, and you have the proper size waters and feeders. That's why I tell folks, when you're getting at, yes, you have to get the special, the smaller size, the gallon water, the quart feeder for your brooder in most cases when you're brooding chicks. But I tell folks, buy the biggest water and feeder you can afford at the time that'll fit in your coop, your tractor, your run, whatever the case may be, because one day you're going to want to go out of town. You're going to want to go on that long weekend. And you may not have a chicken sitter available if you really think one's needed. And then you can just, fill that waterer up, fill that feeder up, maybe put a couple of treats in there. See ya. Have a great time. Be back in 4 or 5 days, and they'll be fine. Now, you may want to have a neighbor come and collect the eggs during that time. So I get that. There's been times where we left for 3 or 4 days, didn't collect the eggs, came back, collected them, and then discarded them or did whatever with them, boiled them, gave them, the dogs, whatever. So the issue there is based on what you want to do. So yes, I know many of people that would actually probably take advantage of this if they felt like they needed it. But I know some people who, just like this young lady who Valerie, who put, "I don't see the need," knows that she's probably set up where she can go 3 or 4 days without having to deal with any type of sitter specifically for the chickens. Now, if you have dogs that are, come out, do you have the sitter come 3 times a day or what have you, then, go ahead and, take care of the chickens. But to specifically have somebody come out and take care of the chickens every single day, some people, there may be a market for that. Some people there would not be. There's no market here at my place for that. So, what do you think, Pat? Great, more power to them being innovative. Love to see it spreading the word about backyard poultry. And I'm sure some people will use this service, but it's just not for me.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good thing, Whisper. Just having someone to check in on the flock to make sure predators aren't there, or there's not one wounded, so many of these chickens are pets, not just chickens, and there's a peace of mind that does come with that. I'm lucky enough that when I travel between the field waterers, that automatically replenish the water, so I never have to, at least during non-freezing weather. But also my neighbors are more than happy to come in because they just like being around the chickens, and I let them keep the eggs. So they're more than happy to look in on them. But I can see situations where in the cities, or if you are traveling for extended periods of time, where you'd want someone just to look in and check in on them. I know I would my dogs or my cats, so why not the chickens?
Well, I know the dogs need food. Dogs need food daily. The cat needs food, water daily, because they'll drink that up. But again, with the chickens, they don't need food or water, given to them daily if it's as done correctly. And the dogs have to go out to go potty. The chickens are already outside to go potty. And of course, I know some people that they have an outdoor cat. They have this little special feeder that rotates. It's a 5-day feeder, and every day it's on a timer, and it rotates and turns like a clock, and voila, there's new food that appears every day. And then, 24 hours later, it turns and rotates, and voila, there's more food for the cat, and turns again, voila, there's, and then, the dogs have got the big water containers that, anyway. So, there's both sides. Some people, I think it may be fine for some people, and I guess it would have its perks. But
Well, you're creating employment, too. I mean, here's a job opportunity. And, of course, it could be multitasking, like they were saying. They could also water the plants or take care of the garden or, you know, whatever sort of the daily kind of things that do go on when you're gone, especially for extended periods of more than just a few days.
Yeah, so,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we have a great, great pet sitter here in Atlanta, and she comes out when we do need to go, and Jen's father will come over and take care of them, so we'll schedule them in sequence. But without a doubt, we have a great pet sitter because the dogs need to let out and run around. They need to go out and go and take care of business, and we don't have any cats, thank goodness. But and then, of course, the goats need to be fed daily. So, without a doubt, you know, we will have the pet sitter come and take care of what, you know, Jen's dad maybe can't come by, or if he's busy, or we go out of town together, we'll take care of that. But there's been many a times we've had her come and let the dogs out, feed them once a day, make sure they got water, you know, give the goats some hay, maybe some calf manna. And then she's like, what about the chickens? Nothing. No need to feed them. Don't need to warm them. They got water. Just ignore them. Say hello. If you want some eggs, collect them. Great, no problem. So, great for her starting the business. I think that's wonderful. And she'll out in L.A. probably have some business and some people that again, have the 1 gallon water for 19 chickens and they have to change it out every hour. I mean, if that's what they want to do, that's fine with me.
I doubt if in L.A. they've got 19 chickens, but maybe. Well, the other thing that's going on, of course, Andy, you know, also with so many towns and cities just recently within the last couple of years changing their laws to allow for family flocks, the learning curve for animal husbandry and chicken husbandry is just going straight up. So it's not a common knowledge right now in our culture, and I think in a few years, 5 to 10 years, it will be, and probably the need for chicken sitters might even decrease or maybe increase, I don't know. So that's also a factor, is just how many people really know how to take care of chickens in a very skilled way. It's the numbers rising, but so I think it's, why not? Absolutely, why not? Start a business.
Yeah, this is the third or fourth one I've heard of across the country, so it's nothing new, but it may be new in L.A., so we wish them the best of luck. Like I said, the entrepreneur spirit, and good for them. And let's see, do you have any for Tud to share with us today, Pat?
Well, given it's such a short day, I've got some, but I'll save it for tomorrow. Tomorrow, since it's a 2-hour show tomorrow. Yeah,
extra long show tomorrow, perfect. And see if we've got one more here. We can see all of our chickens in the news at our Facebook page, facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. And let's see, we may save this one for tomorrow too, because it's pretty lengthy, no problem there whatsoever. Oh, Pat, by the way, we hit a milestone last night. We hit over 10,000 fans on our Facebook page.
Wow.
So
wow.
I figured we probably would yesterday. So, thank you very much, everybody. We're up at 10,038 now. Just keeps a climbing, and we appreciate that. So this shows how many people across the country love their poultry and love to learn about poultry, and they can do so at our Facebook page from not just me, but all of our fans that post comments and answers, because when you post a question, you're liable to get many right answers when you ask that question on our Facebook page. So we'll keep you up to date with all the chickens in the news and chicken happenings and chicken events and show events and where we're going to be and the book releases and the whole nine yards there. So we thank you. We're going to facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. All righty. It's perfect timing because we're going to try to end right around 1 o'clock Eastern. So we're going to... Let's see here. We're going to go ahead and start our chicken trivia contest. And today, Wednesday, sponsored by Ware Manufacturing. If you have any little cages at your house, more than likely you have one of their products, because you can find their products all over the country, distributed nationwide, including in small farm stores, big farm stores, the Petcos, let's see, Petco, PetSmart, all of them, and even your mom and pop down the road, you probably have a Ware manufacturing product either already, or you see them quite a bit when you go to some of these stores. And so they've been a sponsor of the show now for a little while, and we appreciate it. And every Wednesday, they provide us a prize to give away. And today is, of course, a wooden nesting box from Ware Manufacturing. So we appreciate that. And Pat, we did have some fun last Friday with some of your jokes. You don't have a funny chicken joke standing by, or a little riddle that we can share just to lighten up the day a little bit, since it's a shorter day, get a smile on these people's faces.
Okay, well, let me pull my book out and see what. Now this is short notice here, so
it is short notice. You gotta love it. And but I'm gonna go ahead and pick the caller.
Okay.
We'll go with caller number six. Caller number six today, and the number to call, folks, is 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. Hey, write that on the cover of your spiral notebook that you keep right next to your computer. All about the chick, because again, it's probably full by now with all the awesome guests we've had on coming and sharing their expertise about backyard poultry and sustainability. And you'll probably want to get a new one tomorrow just for heating the greenhouse with compost, because you're gonna wear out a few pencils taking notes in tomorrow's show. But don't worry, if you can't take notes, you can always listen to the archive shows on iTunes, podcast.com, zoom.com, of course, blogtalkradio.com, and you can go back and listen anytime your heart desires. So very good. So we said, I think we said caller number 6-347-637-3237. If you know the answer to the following joke/question/riddle that Pat has for us. Always enlightening.
Yes, always enlightening, right. Well, this is one of those really stupid chicken jokes again, but it was one of my favorites. What do you get if you cross a chicken with a bell? What do you get if you cross a chicken with a bell? I'll post that there in the chat room.
Call number, so yeah, post it, but don't post the answer.
I know. I'm pretty good at doing that, aren't I? I just want everybody to be a winner. So what do you get if you cross a chicken with a bell? Oh, my.
Cool.
Not a ding-a-ling either. That's not the answer. It's not a ding-a-ling.
I know a few of those, actually.
Yeah. We come and go, us dinglings. You know? Huge degree of freedom.
347-637-3237. Caller number six, and the question right there from Pat, what do you get when you cross a chicken with a bell? Ding, ding, ding. That's what we're looking for today.
Woodcutter Ron says it's definitely a genetic oddity of some type. That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
So you get politicians because they're not thinking. If you get a chicken crossed with a bell, they'll just be dinglings.
We already have enough turkeys up there in Washington. We don't need any more. So, just in general, we always have. Things need to change.
Politics have been politics since millennia, I'm whispering. You know, it's just kind of comes with the nature of the profession, I guess.
Until I run for mayor, and then things are going to change. No. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's get over to the switchboard. Normally, it writes up like a Christmas tree, everybody wanting to win some awesome prizes.
Oh, it's not?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Is it a show stumper?
No, surely not a show stumper.
Surely not. No. We have had those with the most amazing questions, though.
Mm-hmm.
A lawyer, Ralph says a lawyer? No, you don't get a lawyer if you cross a chicken with a bell.
Okay, let's see what we got here. You still there, Pat?
I am.
Okay, I was getting a little feedback, and so I was about to reboot, but okay, here we go. Caller number six. Calling in from area code 801. 801, if you'll state your name and tell us what state you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Debbie from Utah.
Hey, Debbie from Utah.
Hi. So do you know the answer, Debbie? What do you get if you cross a chicken with a bell?
Yes, I think I do. We're Laffy Taffy fans here, so we think that it would be an alarm cluck.
Exactly.
Yay!
Exactly. You get an alarm clock. Oh, boy, don't you love that simple, innocent humor.
We do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Something everyone should get for Christmas, an alarm clock. Whisper shaking his head. You asked for it, Whisper. You didn't. You brought it on, darling.
Goodness gracious. Yep. So, yeah, you heard it here first on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So congratulations out there in Utah. And you know the drill. Just send me an email with your name, your shipping address, and a phone number. Got to add that phone number to my little black book. But yeah, shipping address, name, and telephone number. And we'll get that over to our friends at Ware Manufacturing Wooden Nest Box. Heading your way out there to Utah for playing Chicken Trivia Contest today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Now, again, folks, tomorrow is Thursday, but it's going to seem like Friday. Even though we have an awesome guest coming on, Richard Frudenberger is going to be talking about heating your greenhouse with compost. We'll have awesome prizes to give away. We're going to have a brooder lamp with a dimmer switch and a 100-watt bulb that we're giving away from critter-cages.com. We're going to have two posters to give away from they've already been bragging about the posters in the chat room today. They're starting to receive them. Two posters from ManaPro that we're giving away, Happy Hen Treats that we're giving away. We've got it. Let's see what we're giving away tomorrow from give me just a second, and I'll tell you what we're going to be giving away from McMurrayHatchery.com. If you'll give me a second, so you might be something that, oh, my gosh, I want to try to win that. This is awesome. As soon as I open up this file, here we go. It looks like we're doing a note card set. The note card set that we've got with a nice print on it from McMurray Hatchery. And then again, if you'll give me a second, I'll let you know what we're going to be giving away tomorrow from our friends at mypetchicken.com. So everybody wants to know, so all these prizes we're giving away tomorrow. It should be huge, huge fun on the show. So let me pull this up here from our friends Derek and Tracy at mypetchicken.com, and I'll tell you what we're actually giving away from them tomorrow, if I can find it. Okay, where'd it go? Give me a second, folks. Maybe it's in the other one. Oh, yep, there it is. Okay, cool. Looks like we're doing a large rooster canister. This is really nice. It lists for $25. They sell it for $16. It's a large sealed canister. Features a perky rooster design and an airtight fit. It holds 3.5 quarts. Goes hand in hand with the set of small canisters featured below. So very nice product. Awesome from mypetchicken.com. So we're giving away that tomorrow. Just tons and tons of prizes tomorrow that we're going to be giving away because, again, it'll be a short show today. We'll have an extended show tomorrow, plus no show Friday, so tomorrow will be our fun Friday. Hope you're following all this today. But, again, that's kind of the game plan. So you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show because we've got a boatload, or maybe we should say a coop load of prizes that Pat and I are going to be giving away from our awesome sponsors tomorrow. So you're not going to want to miss to tomorrow's show. And make sure you got that spiral notebook to take lots of notes because Richard Frudenberger is going to be here with us tomorrow. All righty, Pat. Well,
that wrap us up for today?
That's going to wrap us up for today. And, the email address to send that information, Deborah, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And again, name, phone number, and shipping address. We'll get that over to Ware Manufacturing for your prize today. And we thank you for listening and playing along with us today. And until tomorrow, folks, we hope you have a wonderful and blessed day with family and friends. We thank you very much for tuning in. And we want to thank, of course, all of our sponsors that make this show possible, and thank our listeners and, of course, our Facebook fans for putting us over that 10,000 fan mark. Thank you very much for that. And I want to thank you, Pat, for joining us every day at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will see you tomorrow at the same time on the same chicken channel here on Blog Talk Radio. Pat, take it away.
Okay. Well, great. Again, thanks to all our sponsors for their support. Where would we be without all the trivia prizes and the support that they bring this show to all the world? Appreciation you to you, Andy Snyder. Thanks for all you do bring us together. And, of course, all the humor and interesting topics you bring to us all. So much joy into our lives. We appreciate, of course, our chat room chickeneers for all their snide comments, as well as for clucking along and providing so much entertainment during the show. And, of course, thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, chat, and the video services. Blessings to all. We love you all so much, and may the flock be with you evermore. God, see you tomorrow, and God bless.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Need an incubator? Think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg candlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey. Technology you can trust.